上查经祷告吗？
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, tonight is Bible study and prayer.
那我们就来查哈利路亚。
We will study Hallelujah.
这个大家很熟悉的，也大家一直在讲的。
This is something we're all familiar with and say all the time.
那个，感谢主了，我还活到现在。
Thank God I am still alive.
因为最近有一个，就是一个医学院的一个学生啊。
Recently a medical student.
已经算快要毕业了，就是要实习哈，他做一个 case study 这样。
Who is about to graduate and is having internship and he did a case study.
那他就帮我生病的那个，他帮我做研究就是了。
And he studied my case when I was.
以前我也没有那么感觉了哈。
Prior to this, I did not feel as strongly about this.
他把以前的资料他都去收集，然后他就用他讲一些我还听不懂，这什么病啊，怎么内颅出血啊，会怎么样啊，会怎么，为什么会这样子，为什么会这样子。
And he collected all my medical information and studied it, and he gave some terms that I could not understand, and he explained what caused the bleeding in my head.
他最后说，这个很奇怪，这个很少发生这样，根本就不可能，一回一下出血，一回不出血，一回又好，一回又出血。他说，如果照这样子的话，唯一的一个结果就是他最后说就死掉。就说没有，几乎没有第二种选择，就是一定死掉。
He said this is a very rare case because no one has ever bled like so much and then suddenly stopped and then bled again. And if this were to happen, a person should theoretically be dead.
但是在这里我很感谢神的，就是我很喜乐，非常高兴。
But one thing I really thank God for during this process is how joyful I felt.
印象最深的我就是最后一次开刀出来，第四次了，就是破开两次，然后转两次。
I remember the most. I had the deepest impression was when I after the fourth surgery. I came out of the surgery room.
那就是一边。完全不能动，
once,
不能动，没有什么知觉。
Half of me was paralyzed and I had no feeling.
我那时候最高兴，我一生很少高兴那个样子。
But that was the moment when I was the most joyful. I rarely felt this kind of joy in my life.
因为祷告的时候，灵言一样哦，你自己听讲灵言，然后呢，在灵言里面会讲哈利路亚而已。
And I was able to speak in tongues. And while I was still while I was speaking in tongues, one thing I could say was Hallelujah.
连接，因为那时候我在加护病嘛，我太太来看我。
I was in the ICU, and my wife came to visit me.
那她后来跟我讲了，她每天都要写日记嘛，她说我一直在祷告，很喜欢祷告，讲没两句就祷告。那是祷告结束，连阿门都不会讲，她还教我说。就阿门的阿不出来，但是会讲哈利路亚。
She kept a diary of everything that happened. She recollected how I loved to pray during that time, and I could not even say amen, even though she tried to teach me to say amen. I could not say it, but I was able to say hallelujah.
那一直很高兴，一直讲哈利路亚。
I was very joyful. I kept saying hallelujah.
那为什么那么高兴
？Why was I so joyful？
因为我想说。我应该99%得救了。
Because I felt that I was 99% sure that I would be saved.
因为应该不会，因为在那种情况下不太容易再跌倒啊。
And being paralyzed like that, it would be very difficult for me to commit sin and fall away.
那这个是另外一个故事，因为我开始当传道之后就有一点。战惊啊，很怕说当不完。
Ever since I became a preacher, I was always in fear and trembling, fearing that I might not be able to complete my ministry.
那是二十几年前的事啊。
And this was more than 20 years ago.
那个时候，我想说， 一定是当晚了，因为不能再当了嘛，也不能讲话，不没有不会讲话了。
So at that moment when I was sick, I concluded that I would be able to finish my ministry as a pastor because I would not be able to do anything else. I could barely speak.
因为年轻的时候在受训的时候，老前辈啊，他们几乎都走了，像长老啊，他们一定说。当传道最可怕就是什么样？财，贪啊，就是财色脚。
When I underwent the training, the older pastors, workers of God would remind us how there are three things that potentially could cause a worker to stumble, which is wealth, sex, and pride.
其实也就是。眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、见证骄傲，用三个字讲出来而已啦。
In other words, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
那我想说得救了，应该99%啊。
So I felt that I was pretty sure, 99% sure that I would be saved.
杨长老一直在讲的哈，他们当然在传道自己会讲啦。你看，从有史以来多少个传道才社教死掉的？我是死掉就灵命死掉了，有的还活着了。
And we would
就是当不完。
We would talk about among the ministers.
杀伤力很大，死亡力很大。
How so many workers of God had fallen, and become spiritually dead because of a wealth, sex, or pride.
财不太可能啊。
So in terms of money, it would be very, it would be fairly impossible for me to sin in that area.
哪里都一样了，非洲啦，那个，我讲非洲真的有这样啦、啊。你奉献钱哈、哦，交给你说这个教会交给你，叫你传道交给那个教会，对不对？顺便带过去，就自己吃掉了。
Things like these could happen in churches like Africa, for example, that when the offering is handed to a worker to be given to another church, and in the process.Part of the money is lost.
色，哇，你可以闭着眼睛可以算出哈，十个手指头都，我可以十个手指头都没有办法算的，传道失败的。
And I can hardly count the number of preachers who failed in the second area, which is sexual immorality.
那骄傲更厉害了。
And in terms of pride, it's even more dangerous.
我说财不可能吗？你不。一手一脚不能动，你还叫给你钱呢、啊？没有当传道了。
So, I was thinking I could not possibly fall in terms of money because I'm already half paralyzed. How can I hand offerings to other people?
是不可能的，对不对
？And in terms of
我太太蛮漂亮的，应该最漂亮的。
Sexual immorality is also quite impossible. Besides, my wife is the prettiest woman.
骄傲，我在想。不要自卑就好，人家后面一定说，你看这个光头的当传道当到，你看一手一脚不能动不能讲话，一定做了伤天害理的事，暗中做，现在神明明的惩罚他。
In terms of pride,
一定的啦，人家。
In terms of pride,
你不会这样想吗
？I was thinking not to mention the fact.
只是你不好意思讲而已。
Not to mention the fact that I'm bald. People will probably criticize me behind my back, saying, "Look at him. He must have committed sin against heaven and against men. That's why he's now half paralyzed."
我说那时候真的这样想，哇，我好高兴。
So at that time, I felt very joyful because of this.
然后呢，我就开始唱哈利路亚，因为不会讲话，只唱哈利路亚。
I could not speak, but I could only sing hallelujah.
唱了。只有哈利路亚唱了6小时
，and just singing Hallelujah alone that lasted 6 hours。
当然，最后的另外3小时，忽然就好了，9小时。
And then after 3 more hours, I was suddenly cured. So 9 hours altogether.
那我就在想喽。
I started thinking.
人类的第一句话是什么？有圣经有记载的。
According to the Bible, what was man's first recorded speech in the Bible?
Noah.
Noah?
对你来讲太远了，然后我们看第二章23节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2:23.
刚结婚的这个要天天讲。
For the newlywed, you must say this every day.
好， 但是有一天呢，这个话也不讲了。
But it stopped after a while.
好，就是启示录喽，十八章。
Revelation chapter 18.
我们先，因为那边有嘛，所以我们讲快一点，这样子，等一下还有时间来祷告。十八章，十八章是大巴比伦倾倒。
Revelation chapter 18 is about how the Babylon, Great Babylon, has fallen.
十八章最后一段，
The last section of chapter 18.
二十一节之后，那个大力的天使啊，拿一个魔石丢在海里，这当作一个象征性的动作。
In verse 21, we see a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea. This is a symbolic action.
对，然后就宣告哈。
And he declared
说。绝不能再见了。二十一节的最后。
At the end of verse 21, it says, "Shall not be found anymore."
不再啊。
Not anymore.
对，接下来有五个不再。
And then there in the following verses, it talks about five anymore.
二十二节以下哈，这个五个不再哈，你看这个世界到最后被毁灭掉的，不是说什么罪恶啊什么，而是文明啊。
In these five not anymore, we see that in the end, when the world is destroyed, it's not the sin or whatnot that was destroyed, but the civilization that's destroyed.
Julia 音乐院也不在了。
The Julia music.
不是美国最有名的，是不是
？Carnegie.
啊
？Carnegie 是不是？
是 Carnegie， 不是 Julia 吗？啊
？So. So.Yeah, even the most music, most famous music.
我听说了，不知道。
will not be.
你说什么
？Will not be around.
你知道是什么 ？Julia 啊。
Julia.
你知道，所以，我可能发音不太正确。在德国，听说这里，说我们那边有一个姐妹，德国读完有来这里读，在这里可以连拿博士。
I heard that it's very famous. We have a sister from Germany who came to study at that school to get a PhD.
好，到那时候听不见了，没有了。But, 你看，无论是弹的、做的、吹的、都是一样。
But all the sounds of music, including the harpists, the flutists, and trumpeters, will not be heard anymore.
那个米开朗基罗，无论是雕刻的或是画的，也都不见了。
The craftsmen or crafts, such as that of the Michelangelo, will no longer will not be found anymore.
我们重点，我们来看最后一个。
The most important part. Let's go to the end, the last one.
就是二十三节的最后一个。
The end of verse 23. The last.
这是第五个不在。
The fifth not anymore.
新郎新娘的声音不在了。
The voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore.
新郎在没有办法跟他讲说你是我骨中的骨肉中的肉了。
The bridegroom could no longer say to the bride, "You are the bones of my bones and the flesh of my flesh."
好，我们来看十九章第一节。
Let's now go to chapter 19, verse 1.
此后
，after these things，
在报告的时候之后，那呢，我听见好像群众在天上大声。说
I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying,
人类最后在天上的群众讲什么
So in heaven, what does the great multitude say?
其实那创世纪从单一的亚当讲爱情的话嘛，对不对
In Genesis, Adam alone spoke words of romance.
这是好的，不是说坏的。Noah, 你要学一学，以后会要会讲。
This was a good thing, not a bad thing. Noah, you need to learn to say it in the future.
是不是？好，那到最后呢，是群众大家一起讲的。
And in the end, it is a great multitude that says this in unison.
讲什么
？What do they say?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我听一个见证哦。
I heard a testimony.
那我听了好几次啊，因为用那个录音的，我要把它写下来。
Because it was recorded, I heard it many times and I copied it down.
那有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他做一个梦，
He had a dream.
无论什么梦没有关系，但是有教训性就是了。
The content of the dream is not that important. It's the moral of the dream.
对，他说他看到，哎，在山地哈，远远的有一个人在走山路哦，走来。
He saw that he was in the mountains, and far away there was a man walking towards him.
那一边走一边唱歌，蛮高兴的这样样子。
And he was singing, and seemed to be as he walked, and he seemed to be very carefree.
哎，越来越近，哎，有点相似，但是在走路这样很高兴嘛，又好像走得不太稳这样。
And he was very joyful as he walked, and he seemed to be hopping as he walked.
啊，那后这个到最后两个山当中有一条小的桥。
And there was a small bridge, between that cross two mountains.
啊，走到那个桥上了。
And this man continued to walk until he reached the bridge.
那一边唱嘛，
And he continued to sing.
蛮高兴的。
He was very happy.
但是呢，一平衡不好，啪掉下去。
But he lost his balance and fell off the bridge.
啊，掉下去，他大声喊那个什么，因为用台语讲的说安娘喂，就是说妈呀，他说我的妈呀。掉下去了。
He cried out in Chinese, "Oh my mother," and fell into the valley.
英文要怎么说？痛极叫娘嘛，是不是？掉下去。哎，但是呢，在那个桥下蹲了两个那个鬼呀。
And beneath the bridge, he saw two demons squatting there.
一个大鬼，一个小鬼。
One a big demon and one small demon.
啊，两个就跑来了。
And these two demons rushed at him.
那个大鬼一看说：“哎呀，这个我认识啊，他是真耶稣教的信徒，不可摸。”
Rushed towards him, and then the big demon said, "Oh, I recognize this guy. He is a true Jesus Church member. He is untouchable."
这个小鬼出生之犊不怕虎嘛，他说根本不认识他。
But the small demon was not scared because he doesn't know this person.
那小鬼说肚子饿太久了，这个不吃不行啊。
And the small demon is so hungry, because he hasn't eaten for a long time.
那个大鬼说我不敢。
But the big demon said, "I dare not eat this person."
小鬼说安呐、啊，安心呐、啊。
And the small demon said, "No problem."
第一个他掉下来没有说哈利路亚。
He said, the demons said, first, when he fell off the bridge, he did not say hallelujah.
我们一般都是讲 hallelujah.
Because
他讲我妈呀，所以这个不行。
Because typically a believer would say hallelujah when he is in danger, but instead he yelled, "Oh my mother."
他讲梦是讲，很认真讲啊，说真耶稣教会信徒遇到事情都会喊哈利路亚。他们要讲我妈呀，所以这个是一定不是，所以判断错误，可以吃。
So in the dream, the demon judged that even though he's a TJC member, but the fact that he did not say hallelujah means that he's not really a TJC member, so I can eat him.
第二个，你闻闻他满身的酒味啊，
and
喝酒。
And second thing is when I smell him, I can smell alcohol, so he must be drunk.
那第三呢？
Third.
你看他一路唱啊，连哈利路亚赞美诗都不会唱，不能叫哈利路亚赞美耶稣那个也会唱，他没有，一路都是唱那流行歌啊。
He wasn't singing hymns of praise when he was so happy and walking. Instead, he was singing pop song all along.
好，小鬼就开始吃了。
So the small demon started eating this pet man.
哎，那大鬼也吃两下，这个人就被吃掉了。
And the big demon also joined him, and quickly this man was consumed.
好，那个就那个他梦里面那个他那个场景就换了一个景。
And then in his dream, it changed to a different scene.
那个天使营哦，就是神国这边在点名了、啊，怎么老是丢掉一只羊啊？怎么这个名单里有怎么人跑去哪里了？
He saw that in the legion of angels, among the legion of angels in the kingdom of God, they were taking a roll call, and they found that one person was missing, and tried to figure out where that person was.
各处各路的天使报告说不见。
all of the angels came to report that this man was missing.
天使一个比较大力的天使说，我去那个魔鬼营，问问他们的头，他们有没有吃掉我们的人。
There was a mighty angel who volunteered to go to the devil's camp to find out whether they took anyone captive.
魔鬼头看到天使大力天使来了，也发抖说没有啊。他问说小喽啰，你们有没有吃掉他们的真耶稣教会的信徒？他说不敢呐。
When the head of the devil saw the angel approach him, he was so scared, and he said, "No, we did not kill any. We did not eat anyone." And he asked all the small demons that they denied.
不晓跑去哪里了。
So the angel could not figure out where this believer was.
当然，人家没吃嘛，鼻子摸着要出门呐、啊，要出来，出那个
so the angel had
撒旦的营啊。
No choice but to leave the devil's camp.
那这个时候呢，大鬼小鬼这样醉醉的进来了。
At that moment, this big demon and small demon were all drunk and came into the camp.
That 那个，因为在问的时候，天使问说：“你们是不是有人吃？”那他们说：“我们都没有，只有两个大小鬼还没回来。”
The angel had just asked all the demons whether they ate our church member, and they all denied. But they said there are two demons that are still out there. They are not yet back yet.
好了，撞见了。
And then they ran into this angel.
那就那个他们的魔鬼头就说：“你有没有吃掉他们的信徒啊？”
So the chief devil asked these two demons, "Did you eat their believer?"
他说：“我们绝对不敢啊。”
They said, "We would dare not eat their believer."
他说：“那你们怎么今天这个样子？”
And he asked them, "How come you're like this?"
哇，今天很爽快啊，吃掉一个。
They said, "Today we're very happy because we ate someone." 哎，
他说：“长得怎么样？”
And they asked him, they were asked, "What does he look like?"
一描写那个天使说就是我们的人。
And when they described it, the angel said, "That's our man. That's our."
大小鬼说绝对不是，你听我说。
And the big demon and the small demon said, "No, definitely they are not TJC members. Because let me explain."
他不会唱哈利路亚赞美主耶稣的这个哈利路亚赞美主，连这个歌都不会唱。他一路一直唱那个流行歌，有的还很淫乱的流行歌、啊。
He could not sing Hallelujah. He kept singing pop songs all the way, and he even sang a very immoral pop songs.
他活在你们所教导的说不要在最终之热，他喝的热的要死啊，一路这样热过来。
Even though he's taught not to live in luxury, but he was drunk.
再来，他掉下来的时候没有讲哈利路亚，所以凭这个就不是真耶稣教信徒，就吃掉。
And the fact that when he fell from the bridge, he did not say Hallelujah. So based on these reasons, they judged that he was not a church member. And ate him.
天使一听，鼻子摸着就回去了。
When the angel heard what they said, he could not do anything but to go back.
你看哈、哦，这个启示录第十八章。
Revelation chapter 18.
这个巴比伦倾倒了。
The Great Babylon fell.
如果我们看十八章第二节。
Chapter 18 verse 2.
这位大有权柄的天使从天降下来哈、哦。
This mighty angel descended from heaven in verse 1.
那地也被照亮了。
And the earth was illuminated.
哎，然后呢，他大声喊着说。
He cried mightily with a loud voice.
大有权柄的哈，他宣告大巴比伦倾倒。
He declared Babylon the great is fallen.
这个世界其实你看起来很漂亮哈。
To you, the world may seem very pretty.
如果你看十七章的话，是很高贵的。
If you look at the descriptions in chapter 17, you see that she seems very high class.
但是你在里面其实是魔鬼的住处。
But within, she is the dwelling place of the devil.
然后呢，是各样的污秽的灵的一个监牢巢穴哈。
And she is the
第二节。
She is a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
其实是监牢呢。
It's a cage.
然后呢，各样可憎之雀鸟的监牢巢穴。
A prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
这是里面啊，其实都是魔鬼工作。
This is all from within. This, so from the inside, you can see that it's the devil's work.
啊，你看外面呢？
But if you look at the outside,
你看到是国王。
You see kings.
你听到这个就很尊敬了。
And that makes you put you in awe.
那再来是地上的客商。
And then the merchants of the earth.
哎，他们很厉害，就是什么？啊，在这里。客商他们奢华太过就发财了，所以这个世界的这个财富会越来越多的。
Because of their luxurious living, they became very rich. So you will see that the wealth of this world will continue to abound.
那第最后的层面你看到了，就刚刚我们看到的哈，就是第十八章的22节、23节。
And the last dimension can be seen in what we just read, verses 22 and 23 of chapter 18.
你在这边你会看到很高尚的艺术。
You will see different forms of art.
你会看到勤劳的工作。
You will see
物质的生产。
Diligent labor, production lines.
那22节这里哈，然后你会看到灯光。
And you will see light.
深色的这个很，你会感觉这个世界其实好像感觉越来越高贵了。
It's a place of glamour. You will feel that this world is very noble.
但是这些都会过去。
But all these things will pass.
最后烧了。
In the end, she will be destroyed by fire.
这个虚浮的世界过去之后，看到的是什么？留下被找到的是什么？
In this alluring world, after this alluring world is destroyed, what is found?
对，就是24节。
Verse 24.
就是先知和圣徒。
The prophets and the saints.
并且，那个地上一切被杀之人的血。
The blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth.
在这城里被找到。
The blood will be found in this city.
存留下来。
It is preserved.
其他都过去了。
Everything else will pass.
这个当然我们知道了，在主里面，而死的有福了。
Those who die in the Lord will be blessed.
为主耶稣，你就捡一个纸屑也是有福的。
Even if you pick up a piece of garbage for the Lord Jesus, you are blessed.
那在19章，在这样的一个情况之下
，And under this situation, we can continue to read verse chapter 19.
才开始。回应到第二十节哈，18章20节。
And this is an echo to chapter 18, verse 20.
这是向天呼喊，天哪、啊、
！Rejoice over her, O heaven.
哎，住在天上的要高兴。
And you who live in heaven.
哎，这是众圣徒、众先、使徒、众先知啊。
You holy apostles and prophets.
要欢喜啊！
Rejoice over her.
因为神已经在他们身上伸了你们的冤了。
For God has avenged you on her.
那这个呼吁哈，来反映出这个欢喜的这个呼吁，就在19章。
And this response to this call to rejoice is found in chapter 19.
好，那19章第一个出现的就是群众。
First, we see a great multitude.
这个。好像群众在天上大声说。
He heard a loud voice as of a great multitude in heaven saying.
那这个群众，你看第六节。
Let's read verse 6 about this great crowd.
我又听见好像群众的声音。
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude.
所以群众到群众。
From the great multitude to great multitude.
那这个群众，我们看第7章第9节，在第7章第9节出现的啦。
And this multitude has appeared in chapter 7, verse 9.
七章九节。
Revelation 7, verse 9.
此后我看见有中文是翻许多人，其实是群众一样的两个字合起来的。
After these things, I looked and behold a great multitude.
英文就一样了，英文比较忠实，德文中文怎么这里翻？你就如果用中文的那个经文汇编，你就查不出来了。因为这边是许多的人，那边是群众，其实都一样的。
The Chinese translates it differently.
那其实这三个在启示录里面，群众、群众、群众， 只有这三个地方是同一个字的群众。
But actually here as well as in Revelation chapter 19, it uses the same phrase, a great multitude.
啊，所以群众做什么？
What does the great multitude do?
这人很多啊。
These are people that cannot be numbered.
没有人能数过来。
No one could number them.
因为他们是属神的人，没有办法数。
Because they belong to God, so man cannot number them.
所以我们的名字是记载在天上的。
So our names are written in heaven.
你就是记三五个，你也数不出来。
Even if there are only
没有办法数的，这个不是说人多少，你是属神的。
Even if there are only a handful, men still cannot count them because it is a number that belongs to God.
那他们是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的了。
And they have come from all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues.
他们站在宝座跟羔面前。
Standing before the throne and before the Lamb,
穿白衣
clothed with white robes.
这个我们知道，这个白衣是试炼过的。
As we know, these white robes have undergone tests.
是从大火里面烧出来的。
And they have come out of the great fire.
他们得胜了。
They are victorious.
他们大声喊着。
They cry out with a loud voice.
愿救恩归于我们，归于坐宝座上的我们的神，也归于羔羊了。
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
所以这是也是一个颂歌的开始哈。
This is the beginning of a song of praise.
好，那这些人呢，现在在天上。
These people are now in heaven.
其实我们知道，我们是坐在天上的嘛，对不对
？As we know, we are seated in the heavenly places.
虽然我们是活在地上，但是我们是属于天国的国民。
Although we live in earth, live on earth, we actually are members of God's kingdom.
所以你都有天国的护照嘛，对不对
？So you all have the passports to the heavenly kingdom.
诺亚他几岁了？
十二岁
，对不对？你的护照还可以，努力几次？美国是十年一次？
不一定。
啊？十年呐、啊？哎，所以正常的是十年嘛。
So a typical U.S. passport, it expires in 10 years.
你不用再 renew 九次。
So you don't need to renew your heavenly passport 9 times.
对不对？如果你九次的话，你就一百多岁了。以中国人来讲，百年一百岁就可以回家了。
So if you don't have to renew 9 times because for a typical person, if you live up to 100 years,
当然
then you need to renew that many times.
因为是我自己想自己的。
So I'm
因为我最近的那个passport 也快要过了，我在想我可能可以再 renew 几次。
Because recently my passport expired, so I was thinking, how many more times can I actually renew my passport?
我还 renew 不到四次就应该说就回天家了，还不到四次啊？那你是九次啊？
Maybe I cannot even renew four times, but for you, you will have renewed 9 times.
九次就九十年了。再加上十二岁，你就102岁，应该是。
So 9 times means
90
years plus 12 years, that's 102 years.
应该可以了。
That should be sufficient.
那如果你爸爸那时候还看得到你的话，我看可能全世界最老的。
And if your father is still around, he'll probably be the oldest person in the world.
那我们自己可以算了，你那个 passport renew 开可以 renew 几次了。
So you can count for yourself how many more times you can renew your passport.
现在比较没有了。我还记得20几年前到美国来，我1982年第一次到美国。
20 some years ago, I came to the U.S. for the first time, which was 1982.
我印象很深刻，有一个姐妹哈，她请客，为什么呢？因为她考上公民。
I remember very clearly that a sister treated people to a meal because she just got her American citizenship.
1982了哈。
That was 1982.
现在你考上公民，应该没有人再请客了，有没有？
But I believe,
他半桌半几桌。
Nowadays, people don't celebrate like that when they get citizenship. And this sister had a banquet that was and had many tables of guests.
她那时候年纪也不小了。
And
我不晓得她现在还在不在。
And she wasn't young anymore, and I don't know if she's still alive.
棺材里面，如果你放你的那 passport 放在这里。 是不是进天够容易呢？
When you put your American passport on your chest as you enter the coffin, does that mean that you will go to heaven easier?
应该是不是，跟这个一点关系都没有。
Not really, because it's nothing to do with going to heaven.
天上的国民不要忘记啊。
So don't remember, don't forget that we are citizens of heaven.
最后他们唱什么？哈利路亚。
What did this great multitude sing in the end? Hallelujah.
那我们知道哈利路啊，就是哈拉，就是那个赞美、颂赞啊。那这是怎么讲 ？Imperative 祈使句的复数啊，就是可说我们赞美。
Hallelujah is the plural imperative of Hala, which means praise. So it's a command to multiple people that you need to praise.
那雅呢？
What about Yah?
Yah 就是那个自由永有那个神的一个简缩写了。
Yah is the shortened form of the Lord.
出埃及记十五章就有了。
The one.I am who I am.
十五章第二节。
This is found also in Exodus chapter 15, verse 2.
神的名，他就说是雅。
The name of God is shortened as Yah.
好，那所以哈利路亚。
So this is Hallelujah.
在旧约就很多了。
And we can see this many occurrences of this in the Old Testament.
就最有名就是诗篇嘛，诗篇一百十一篇。到118篇。
And perhaps the most famous is Psalm 111 to 118.
一直唱哈利路亚。
And they kept singing, saying hallelujah.
然后呢119篇就来遵行律法，律法诗嘛。
And Psalm 119 is the Torah Psalm.
那诗篇的146篇一直到150篇。
And Psalm 146 to 150
也是哈利路亚
are also Hallelujah Psalms.
诗篇的最后一个字就是什么？哈利路亚。
And the last word of the book of Psalms is Hallelujah.
诗篇一百五十篇的头尾都是哈利路亚。
And the beginning and the end of Psalm 150 are Hallelujah.
旧约如果三分的话。
If you divide the Old Testament into three parts,
就是律法、先知跟那个诗，就是他的 writing 哈。
It can be classified as the law, the prophets, and the writings.
神颁布律法。
God gave the commandment.
从上而下。
This is from top to bottom.
然后先知呢，遵行神的旨意。
The prophets obey the word of God.
那诗篇呢？
What about the Psalms?
就是人唱出内心的话。
It's a singing from man to God.
无论你是高兴或是不高兴。
Whether you're happy or not.
那最后怎么样？你讲的话已经讲到不能再讲了，只有哈利路亚。
When you are out of your own words, all you can say is Hallelujah.
哈利路亚是很有能力的。
Hallelujah is powerful.
好，所以在启示录里面，在这里你看群众在天上哈利路亚。
So in Revelation, we can see that the great multitude in heaven sings Hallelujah.
好，第三节。
Verse 3.
又说哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
那在两个哈利路亚当中，你可以看得到，他们在世上的一切的冤，神都替他们伸冤了。
And between the two Hallelujahs, you can see that God has avenged all the grievances.
我们活在世上最怕被欺负，然后吃闷亏，这不是气死人呐、啊！所以气死到法院那边没有用啊，养不凶。
Injustice is one of the things that's most hurtful.
但是我们信主人不用怕。
But as Christians, we don't need to be afraid.
但是我们台湾人有一句话说：“相遇得到了，修度也丢哈。”
There's a Taiwanese saying.That goes like, I will be back or I'll see you later.
我们一般，如果你他很那么高嘛，对不对？那么小啊，当然挡住他，但是骂他两句，然后呢就赶快跑，因为我被他欺负很厉害啊。最后讲说，相遇会到了，修度也丢了，也就是说以后如果我要长高了，你又长矮，那时候我就修理你。
Suppose you
碰得到面了。
beaten up by a bully, and before you run away, you say, one day I will be back. That means I will come back and take revenge.
Now, 最近我在想这个字、哦、
So I was thinking about this recently.
对我们信主人应该是另外一种思考。
For us as Christians, we can think about it from a different angle.
你如果对弟兄姊妹有点感冒，小心不要相遇得到。
If you don't like certain brother or sister, be careful because someday you will meet that person again.
你不能对他太坏哦。
So don't be too mean to that person.
你也不要骂他。
And don't scold
that person. 也不要欺负人
了。And don't bully others.
为什么？
Why?
有一天遇得到啊。
Because you will meet that person again one day.
除非他不得救，如果他得救，两个在天国相遇啊。
If that person is saved and goes to heaven, you are going to run into him in heaven.
所以有时候想到这个，对别人你要客气一点，不要你太不客气，给人家眼色看，以后到天国去、哦啊、是不是在天父面前你要给人家 脸色看嘛，对不对？
So、when you
相遇得到、哦、不是在地上，而是什么，在天上。
When you think about the fact that you will meet that person again in heaven before the Heavenly Father, then you would not be so harsh to that person.
这是最近的，什么一个月前，忽然想到这个，因为
suddenly remember this about a month ago.
因为处理一件两个人吵架的事嘛，我跟他们讲，小心不要骂来骂去，相遇得到了，他们一听哦，传道难道叫我们打架吗？还是怎么样？我不是。除非你们当中有人不得救，如果两个都得救，以后怎么样？天国遇得到啊！现在讲话不要讲太重啊。
Because I was trying to help solve a case,
对对
where there was
放他一马嘛。
Friction between two parties in the church, and I told them you better not go too far because one day you're going to meet each other in heaven.
好，这里告诉我们，神会伸冤的。
So it tells us here that God will take vengeance.
这时候讲哈利路亚就好了。
So we just need to say hallelujah.
第四节、哦、
verse 4.
那个二十四长老跟四活物又来了。
The 24 elders and the living creatures show up again.
这个在第四章我们有讲过嘛、哦、
We've studied this in chapter 4.
哇，他们都是俯伏在宝座面前的。
They fell down before the throne.
也是讲哈利路亚。
They also say hallelujah.
那个第五节啊。
Verse 5.
声音从宝座出来了。
Then a voice came from the throne saying,、嗯
说神的众仆人啊，要赞美我们的神哦。
Praise our God, all you His servants.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你看最后天上的一个大合唱。
This is the final, the finale, chorus in heaven.
是第一个，好像群众的声音。
As the sound of mighty thunderings.
第二个、
oh,
众水的声音。
The voice of a great multitude, the sound of many waters.
最大的声音是什么样？大雷的声音呢、啊、
？And then the loudest sound, the sound of mighty thunderings.
你世界上最大的 speaker 也没有办法像大雷那么大，
Even
有没有办法
？The loudest speakers in this world can never compare to the sound of thunders.
大雷那个雷大声的话，那个十几里都听得到、啊。你那个体场哇，很大的那个什么，哦，你一出了，没有两三里就听不见了。
Thunder can be heard dozens of kilometers away, whereas a speaker, even a speaker in a stadium, can only be heard within a mile.
最后还是哈利路亚。
So the final song will be Hallelujah.
所以哈利路亚最后是我们来唱的。
We will be the one singing the final Hallelujah.
一起唱的。
We will sing in unison.
那个，如果被鬼附着哈。
If a person is possessed by demons,
哈利路亚他念不出来哦。
He will not be able to say hallelujah.
有一个，这个是很悲惨的一个见证。
This is a rather sad testimony.
啊，当然这是当传道要打屁股，就是信徒没看好嘛。
And the pastor has to.Has to take the blame because he did not take care of the members well.
就一个人堕落了。
A person has fallen away.
并且啊，怎么讲？重复一次来犯罪。
And he continues to live in sin.
本来是应该可以回来的。
At first, he still had the opportunity to return.
世界上的，当然现在世界很难讲了，可能有，就是。 他跟人家同居不是一个人同居，是几个人，是有我们的信徒。
And he cohabited with quite a different, quite a few different partners.
好，那他到教会来哦，也是祷告，也是人家说还有圣灵哎，卷舌啊。
He came to church and people say he still has the Holy Spirit because his tongue still rolls.
那我回去了。
And I went back.
傅真跟我讲了。
And the council members told me.
我说不可能啊。
I said that's not possible.
对，我但我也不好意思，就是我就请他到我家来，这教务啊，也叫教务来。
I invited this person.
就是月嫂人也好。
To my house as well as the religious affairs coordinator.
就跟他谈。
And I talked with him.
谈完之后祷告。
After that, we prayed.
一祷告，然后我站起来了。
As soon as we prayed, I stood up.
我念哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，但是就是内心呢要赶鬼嘛。
I said in my heart, Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I cast out demons.
不会给他按手的。
I did not lay hands on him.
在那个时候，他连哈都哈不出来，不要说什么卷舌音了。
At that moment,
不要说什么圣灵。
He could not even utter a sound. He opened his mouth, but no sound came out. Not to mention being able to say hallelujah or speak in tongues.
现在这个世界魔鬼工作越来越细哦。
The work of the devil in this world is becoming more and more subtle.
不要说卷舌音就等于圣灵哦。
So don't think that just rolling of the tongue is necessarily speaking in tongues or receiving the Holy Spirit.
你在德国就知道，德国小孩子哦，才那么小。他们讲那个讲话都噜噜叫的，那没事，他们就在那边卷舌啊。
Even little kids,
真的
，in Germany can roll their tongues、哦。
我家小孩四个都是这样卷大的、啊。
That's how my kids、grew up.
我太太也是、啊。
The way they spoke, the way they speak German.
但他们是没有圣灵啊。
But they don't have the Holy Spirit.、
后来他们得圣灵就不一样了。
But after they receive the Holy Spirit, the experience is different.、
你不知道，以为说哦，在卷舌就是
But,
那个。得圣灵啦，
If you're not discerning, you may think that just because this person rolls his tongue, he's received the Holy Spirit or speak in tongues.
要以真理为主。
You must judge based on the truth.
没有以真理为主，你只是凭现象的话，你会被魔鬼骗了。魔鬼现在很厉害的。
Obey the truth. If you only observe external phenomena, you can be deceived and tricked by the devil because he is very tricky.
尤其越文明，魔鬼骗的越细腻。
And the more civilized the place is, the more subtle the work of the evil spirit is.
最细腻就是美国。
And the most subtle is in the U.S.
你去非洲哈、
哦、？If you go to Africa,
被魔鬼工作一看就知道。
You can discern.
要不是风，就是
The work of the evil spirit very easily.
像三四四五十年前，台湾不是很多的什么灵界辩证吗？那些来这里讲都不太，不是说不通了，很少是这样子的。
Like in the olden days in Taiwan, how people discern the Holy Spirit, discern the evil spirit, or discerning the spirits, those don't seem to apply as well nowadays.